And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A big, big thanks to our last guest, Professor Emeritus, now retired, congratulations, to Professor Howard Schwaber, again, of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a lawyer, a political scientist, a historian. We can't wait to have him back. I love it when one of our guests can make us all much smarter. We ended the hour talking about the fact that the Constitution hypothetically prevents the president from accepting gifts from a foreign country. So Donald Trump's going to get this $400 million palace in the sky. By the way, if you haven't seen pictures of this puppy, go check them out. Just Google Qatar airplane palace in the sky and take a look. The pictures are pretty gosh darn amazing. And my mistake, everybody, we're going to be joined by Corinne Hendrickson at the bottom of this hour at 5:30 to talk about the Republican cuts in the budget to childcare specifically. And I'm not talking about the budget reconciliation bill in Capitol Hill, though that is disgusting as well. I'm talking about the Republicans in our state government and our state legislature taking a chainsaw to the provisions that Governor Evers put into his proposed budget to help middle-class families. We're going to discuss that because today is National Day Without Childcare. We're going to discuss that starting at 5:30 with Ms. Hendrickson of Main Street Alliance. But Matt, I wanted to spend a few minutes with you about the airplane, the palace in the sky airplane. And I'm very happy that Professor Schwaber brought up the Clinton Foundation. And some of what I'm going to just say is wiggle room under the law, right, that permits what any regular person would call corruption, right? And the fact that our laws that regular people would say, that's not clear enough, that's not good enough, that shouldn't be possible, whether we're talking about donations made to, I don't know, an inaugural committee by right. FedEx, when the guy on the board of directors for FedEx is now apparently being appointed postmaster general. So that's cool. Whether we're talking about Qataris giving Donald Trump a $500 million plane, whether we're talking about a Chinese crypto guy buying into the meme coin of Donald Trump to the tune of some $20-30 million, which will go into the president's pocket. Whether we're talking about World Liberty Financial, which takes transaction fees, which has already garnered the Trump family some $300 million in profits just since January. Some estimates put the Trump family's wealth as increasing over $1 billion each month since January 20th. The overt, out loud, proud monetization of the presidency, right? That's what we're witnessing. And I just want to, because we're going to be talking about childcare, the other big news today is like, we've got a big, beautiful deal with China. China deal. Tariffs down to 35%. But like strollers are still up some 30-40% in pricing, right? Formula.
You don't want to hear about strollers when he was asked either.
No, he doesn't.
He couldn't care less about people who have kids and need to make the
This is what's bananas to me.
Rent.
You're going to get a $500 million palace in the sky, which you are going to ride around in for the rest of your life, and you say, let them eat cake. To the rest of Americans struggling to pay for childcare, struggling to pay for strollers, whatever it may be, Maggie, it's just so gross.
Yeah, and he also says, I'm so benevolent to the American people, I'm not taking a salary. And yet he's making $1 billion a month, so we can forego the $500,000 salary or whatever it is, because he's raking it in like nobody's business.
I'll take the grifter in chief
for sure.
Right, I'll take $1 billion a month to forego my salary in like investment earnings. That's just stupid. Mark, when we zoom out and we look at this, what do you think the American people see? One of our good friends is on the text line, Mark from Sussex. He's like, oh, the stock market loves it. I'm like, the stock market is good for a day. It's down overall since January 20th. Mark from Sussex, our conservative friend, oh, this is all great. Big deal with the UK and China. There's still going to be the effective tariff rate for a middle-class family is 17.6%. That's according to analysis today published by the Yale Budget Lab that took into consideration the reduction of that tariff level from China. It was at about 27%. Just so that we're clear here, Mark, and every Trump voter, a Trump tax of 17.6% is higher than any even totaled inflation rate for over the Biden presidency taken in aggregate, not a trailing measure. It's greater than that. So was this about egg prices and gas prices and housing prices and supporting the family and working families? Or was it about something totally different than that, Matt?
Well, I think it was about the fact that his super rich friends were saying, and his corporate friends were saying, we're taking a bad hit here on these tariffs. You got to change your tariff policy. And the people who have the most money in the market saw a lot of money go out the door that they didn't appreciate. And so the bond market wasn't cooperating. People were fleeing the dollar for the first time in a time of economic crisis. And so he relented here. And you can't really cheer for the guy after he drove the market down when the market comes back up, but not quite as high as it was before. I mean, this was good only for the speculators, really.
Well, and there's an important point there. If we want to talk about the grift, whether we're talking about the meme coins, 750,000 people losing a ton of money on the meme coin, there's like a handful of people made more than 10 million, right? On the day that he walked back the reciprocal tariffs, there was a whole bunch of people that bought calls, which is a future which bets that the market's going to go up. They did so right around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. By 1:18, when he actually put the post out on Truth Social that he was rolling back those reciprocal tariffs, a whole bunch of people in the know, the insiders, made a pile of money. That's not regular people. I'd like someone, and Mark from Sussex and conservative Bob, if you are going to tell me that you cared about inflation under the Biden administration, then you have to be consistent and tell me that you care about the tariff tax under the Trump administration. Listen, I've never said, ooh, this inflation under Joe Biden and the fact that real prices aren't coming down for middle-class families, that's a good thing. What I said was the fundamentals of the U.S. economy were incredibly strong. What we are seeing is the bifurcation of our economy, that when the economy is strong, it doesn't benefit. The vast amount of benefit of that strong economy doesn't go to working people. It goes to the business ownership class.
Right.
That's a problem in our economy. We should do better about that. But make no mistake, an overall economy that's doing well, not well enough for middle class and working people, is a better off economy for middle class and working people than an economy that is tanking, ruled by chaos, that's not just not good for the middle class, it's also not good for the business owners. I don't get it, Matt.
Well, it's just they're cheering for their team. I think that's what it's come down to. A lot of people, either inherit their political views from their parents and root for their team, or they, picked a team and they just want to root for the team. So when the team is doing well, they cheer. And it's not much more sophisticated than that sometimes. But look, I mean, the people who are playing the market over the last couple of months, those aren't everyday people. Those aren't the vast majority of people listening to this show or the vast majority of people in Wisconsin. The people who are making out like bandits on the speculation are the top 1%. or the 0.1%.
Right.
And the rest of us are being played for chumps. And you're right on the inflation, on the tariffs. It's still going to be tough on everyday people going into the stores, buying necessities, because inflation is, and the Fed is still worried about the inflationary pressure of these tariffs. So I don't think that what happened today is going to change the fundamental issue here that, you know, Trump's been messing around. No business person can really plan rationally because we have a guy who's so impulsive at the top.
You don't know, oh, is the 90-day, you know, moratorium going to hold, or is he going to wake up one day and put it back in place? Conservative Bob and Mark from Sussex, my two conservatives, blowing me up on the text line. You keep wanting to change the topic. I can say kudos to the Trump administration for negotiating the release of Edon Alexander. That is a good thing. I'm never going to say it wasn't. I'll question whether or not that's the acumen of the foreign policy negotiating skills of the Trump administration. But that's objectively positive. But what you're not addressing on the text line is the fact that this is not good for middle class Americans. There's nothing good about making prices even higher for middle class Americans. If his point was to raise trillions in revenues, oh, well, I guess the 145% tariff can go then. If his goal was to bring manufacturing back to the United States, I guess that's gone now. It doesn't make sense. There's no cogent through line. And when business owners, especially small business owners, who employ somewhere in the ballpark of 68 to 70 million Americans, when small business owners don't know if they will have product to sell from month to month because the guy setting tariff policy doesn't know that tariffs are taxes and Congress has laid down, that's bad for middle Americans. This is also from the Yale Budget Lab today. Again, the effective tax on middle-class families at this new reduced tariff rate announced today by Donald Trump is 17.6%. That is greater than the combined inflation that you saw under Joe Biden. Is that making your eggs, housing, and childcare, and strollers, and baby formula, and pharmaceuticals cheaper? How about this translating into dollars instead of percentages? It is an average increased tax of $2,800 per household. It is going to result in either in just shy of 500,000 jobs lost. This is not what he ran on. He talked about tariffs generally, but he never specified any of these levels or that people would, he never said to people, well, you're going to have some pain. And just to drive the point home, how long is the tariff supercut? Do we have time for this? Probably not. We're going to listen to the Donald Trump flip-flop on the tariffs in a little supercut that Cal and Jacob put together for you. We're going to continue this discussion with Matt Rothschild after these brief messages. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll take a half billion dollar palace in the sky to forego my salary. That sounds like a pretty good deal.